This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, the news. You know, a lot of the news lately has been dominated by stuff going on in politics. We've got a new president. So, you know, can't really avoid it because it's the biggest stuff going on. Yesterday we talked about Elon and his kid. I feel like that's still kind of in the news,
right,
a lot.
Yeah.
And you played a clip yesterday, Snowcone, that a lot of people were sharing of Elon's kid. It sounds like he's saying, "You're not the president. Go away." Did you hear the other clip? I don't know if that's real, though, where he says, "Shut the F up."
He says, "Shush your mouth."
Oh, shush your mouth? Is that what he says? Okay.
Yeah,
I always wonder when I watch those.
In there, but
it kind of sounds like it. But it's like that power of persuasion, because if someone says, "Here,
right,
read this, and
right,
then listen," you go, okay, yeah, that
I definitely
is what
hear
like
shut
that
your mouth.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I guess the big news today, there's several things, but one of the big things is that Trump and Elon, you know, they've been working to trim the fat, right? Cut all the spending.
Yeah.
And they'd offered buyout plans for a lot of government workers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a federal judge had blocked that and said, nope, can't do that. And I think
Which I don't understand why.
I don't either. Because is that the same judge that Trump said should be impeached? I feel like maybe
I don't know. And by the way, I'm not. Again, I'm not a tight end, nor am I a judge. But the only thing I can think of, like, that I can kind of, like, this happened to me in my own life, I've talked about it before, is when Clinton wanted to cut the military, and they let dudes leave at 15 years and gave them a payout of some sort.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the exact, I mean,
I think,
I
don't know.
I don't know. Did everybody have to agree to it? I don't remember that. But I remember guys like, yeah, man, I'm out. I did 15. Like, oh, wow. God damn. Right? Like, so.
Sure.
And a military worker is a government worker, like, in my head.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know
that some sort of, you know, there's a dividing line between how they. I know, obviously, they have their own budget, so maybe the president has more control over that, and he can pay guys out if he wants to cut the military spending. I have no idea, but.
Yeah, I guess we have to go back and see if Congress helped get that done, or if it was just an executive order or what. But that temporary ban was lifted, so now these buyout plans can go into effect. And the White House says a lot of people have taken them up on it. Look, I know me, and if someone offered me a buyout plan.
But a buyout is like 6 months? Is that what it is? We'll
depends
pay
on
six
the, I guess it depends on the person, but yeah, most of them it sounds like it's 6 months. Some for more, supposedly, but again, I've seen multiple outlets say we're having a hard time confirming the number of people who've taken these and what the deals were that these people were given. I just know that no matter what
the deal, I feel like there's a way, like,
I'd probably take it.
I also,
I'm dumb, really dumb. If you're like, here's 12 paychecks in a row all at once, like, wow.
No, I don't think they give them to you at once. I think they send you a paycheck like normal.
Oh, it's like being unemployed?
Yeah, it's like the severance, you know. I think even here, like, I think they send, I'm not sure. Maybe they send you one check.
They just paid you. Well, you're probably right.
You probably want them. to send you the monthly check.
Well, of course, that's
because
a smart thing to do.
Wise, right?
Yeah, for taxes, and also because I'll be broke in 2 weeks if you give me 12
right.
paychecks
but
at once.
That
but
said, like, I feel like there's a way I could be like, yeah, I'll take it, and then show up to work and do both.
Mm.
Like, the government's a big place. I wonder how long it would take.
Total George Costanza
move. Yeah, before I started just turning in my time card or whatever.
Right.
Like, I didn't take it. Like, you did take it. Like, I didn't.
Like, we got to check
the paperwork.
I feel
like after, like, 9 months, I'd be like, look, I thought I was signing something that I didn't want it.
Right.
Like, well, what'd you do with all those checks? Like, cash?
I never got checks.
Right. I'd keep all those aside and be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think you're right. It would take them so long to figure it out.
I feel like, just because it's Elon doing it, too, like, you know. There were people who on Twitter said, okay, so I'm going to come clean here.
Yeah.
Hey, Elon, I've been working for you for 3 years. You've been paying me over six figures. I have not been in the office in 3 years. I haven't done anything.
Right.
The dude's like, you're fired. And like, yeah. Okay, well, like, I feel like if the person, right. like, you get away with that Twitter six figures and, you know.
Yeah, then you could definitely get away with
it a shot.
Yeah, you're right. That's worth a shot for
the
sure.
The Trump administration closing the window for its program offering deferred resignations to federal employees. The White House says 75,000 workers have taken the deal. The administration had warned that those who did not take its buyout offer could face layoffs.
This is what President Trump campaigned on doing.
And overnight, Musk previewing even more dramatic changes.
We do need to delete entire agencies.
Government agencies cannot be shut down without Congress's approval.
Well, we'll just have to see about that. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean you won't try.
There's got to be ways you can do it without doing it.
Like to stop paying them?
Well, or just offer them buyouts, and then if enough people leave from the
Homeland Security, whatever,
the Department of whatever.
Yeah.
Motor transportation. I don't know what it is, but
what's one right now? The Consumer Bureau of Protection, whatever that is, one that regulates banks. They want to get rid of that.
If people leave, then we haven't shut it down. Then just nobody works here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I heard the Consumer Protection Bureau, whatever it's called, that they wanted to get rid of that one. It's the bank one. It's the one that Liz Warren lobbied for when she was still a. Was she a Harvard professor? Wherever she was a professor, one of those Ivy League schools. And she had argued that when the banks collapsed, they needed some sort of oversight. So we got the consumer. And that's one of the things that they want to get rid of. They think that it doesn't have enough congressional oversight. And they're just out there, you know, telling banks, hey, don't do risky things with money. And it's got to end, Lazo. It's got to end. We got to go back to the way that it was. So I'm sure there's other things. Obviously, USAID was the one that we talked about the most. I mean, they ended up firing that guy, which was no surprise. If the new bosses come in and say, this place is bloated and it's poorly managed, and you respond by saying, you're bloated and poorly managed, you're probably going to get fired, you know?
Right. You're going to get fired anyway, so you might as well
exactly.
Say it while you can.
Yeah, true. There is that argument. Myself, oh, hang on. I'd be like, you're right, it is bloated. What can I do to help? I'll tell you, I know where all the fat is. I've been wanting to clean this place up for years. Just start telling them you're on their side. That's all you got to do. A viral video has made headlines because, for lots of reasons. For one, it involves Kanye West and his recent anti-Semitic stuff. Hmm. You know, sending people the link, depending on where you live. It was only a few markets, but some markets got that commercial we talked about the other day where he said, go to my website. When he went to the website, all it was for sale was a blank t-shirt with a swastika on it. And so that upset a lot of people. And now there's this video of a bunch of celebrities, and I do mean a bunch of celebrities.
How many times is that going to happen from here on out?
I don't know.
Like, it's a good idea. Like, okay, I'm obviously not anti-Semitic, but the idea that you show them a commercial, they get it, right? It goes to a link, which happens all the time. Those are commercials now. Everything's online. And then you wait until that commercial airs and then put something else on.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's not bad, but we should probably separate it
I've heard it been done in radio before where people would send somebody over and buy a commercial and have it be like, go to this website, blah, blah, blah. And radio like, we don't have any money. We'll take your $20.
Yeah.
And they play it. And then when you go to that link, it's like editor's radio station.
Smart.
I've heard that a million times. Never on the Super Bowl level, right? You know what I mean? Like, wow. But now if I was at a commercial, I'd be like, yeah.
And never on the Nazi level. Never selling Nazism.
Right. But even if I wasn't anti-Semitic.
Even if I wasn't.
Right. But even if that's not what I wanted to sell, like whatever I wanted to sell, you know, like I could set up a shell company to give out this.
Well, it's great for like what radio stations have done in the past, like what you were talking about, where they just trick someone.
Right, and so I had a shell company, I wanted to sell something else that I knew they wouldn't let me sell.
Yeah.
Like, what about Pornhub?
Right.
Like, if I was Pornhub, I'd be thinking about that right now. like, all right, you know, hey, we have this, you know, internet company.
Go to American Patriot, whatever.
Right.
Blah, blah,
or
blah,
even blah. Like, you know, register your website like a GoDaddy competitor or something, right? And as soon as that commercial airs, it's just a link to Pornhub. Like, yeah. I would do that in a heartbeat.
They're probably like, we don't need the advertising.
I know, but...
No, I know. Well, this video is all over TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and it shows a bunch of celebrities walking around, and they're wearing the same white T-shirt, and it's got a picture of a middle finger, and it's got a Star David, and it says Kanye on it. So, you know, F you, Kanye, with the Star David. And they're all wearing the same shirt, and it's like Spielberg and Seinfeld and Scarlett Johansson and David Schwimmer and one of the other people from Friends. And there's a lot of people in it. And when I saw the video the other night, I saw it a couple nights ago for the first time, and I did think, it looks like they've taken, was this an old campaign, and then they repurposed that campaign for this? Because... it's a lot of celebrities that they got to do this. Not that they're all in the same room. It's a lot of celebrities that they got to do this a fairly short amount of time. But also just something looks slightly off. Well, it turns out it is slightly off because it was created using AI. And if you read the fine print on the original post, at least, it tells you, hey, disclaimer, this was created, you know, images were altered using AI. But, of course, it got shared a million times from other outlets after that, and they didn't put that. At least some people, I know Scarlett Johansson has already said, look, this is a huge problem. Now, you're thinking, what, is Scarlett Johansson a big Kanye fan? No, she's like, I agree with the sentiment and all that, but we have to be able to stand up and tell people when something isn't real, or else we're going to lose our grasp on reality.
Because the video is showing more than
exactly.
A dozen well-known celebrities. And while many of these celebrities have been outspoken against hate speech, this video is fake. A disclaimer on the post reading, the content was digitally created or altered with AI to seem real. In a statement, Johansson saying, while she has no tolerance for anti-Semitism or hate speech of any kind, she believes we must call out the misuse of AI, no matter its messaging, or we risk losing a hold on reality.
Yeah, that seems like an obvious issue and one that we're already facing, and I don't know how we combat that.
I don't know either.
It's going to be... Brooke was watching a documentary.
So I think, like, you know, you can do it with Scarlett Johansson, Jerry Seinfeld, if it's an individual thing, but, you know... you're looking even further down the road, like, you know, we're winning a war.
Yep.
Right? Like, you could create that. Like, here's the U.S. winning the Vietnam War, and you're like, we won it. And then, like, okay, you know what I mean?
And important people saying
things. Or here's, you know, I'm just using Vietnam War as an example because we, in my head, I can picture us leaving on the helicopter, right? How could that image be altered by AI, right? The last man leaving. Like, I mean, you know, those are images that, you know, we kind of define us, and if those can be altered and our memories be altered to the fact that we no longer remember
what was
the truth.
Yeah.
We remember a lie as the truth, then, you know.
Not to mention important people, President of the United States, President of whatever, going on TV and saying something that they did not say at all. And the whole world believing, at least for a while, that
it's
true.
What about a president dying?
Or a president saying, I didn't say something when they did say it. But they're going to say, no, that was AI.
Exactly.
And now you're like, oh, well, maybe they didn't say it. I don't know. Yeah, somebody dying. Exactly. So it's kind of a scary thing. Brooke was watching a documentary the other day, and she
Here's the video of, you know, the Iraqis or whatever shooting down a military plane.
Right.
Well, that didn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, we want their oil, so it gives it. But, like, oh, you just got to do that to the American people. Like, I think the American people are kind of like, we don't really want to go to war. But show them a plane getting shot down by one person in another uniform.
Yeah.
They're like, make it a glass ball.
Exactly.
Left and right.
Exactly.
We're going to sing the national anthem on the steps. Like, it's quick, man.
It doesn't take
and
long.
That would be one video, and we'd be like, nuke them.
Yep.
Nuke them.
Yep. It doesn't take
long.
But
you kill one soldier, nuke them. Like, that's scary.
It's really scary. Brooke was watching
I'm not saying I'm against that idea politically. I'm against that idea if it didn't really happen.
Right.
Right?
This documentary that
I am
pro-nuke
them.
She was saying, hey, what does this mean? It keeps saying this on the screen. And I was like, what does it say? And I come in, and in this documentary, every time a photo pops up, it says this. It said something like graphically enhanced or something like that. I was like, huh, interesting. And the more I watched it, I realized they were using these quote-unquote old pictures just to fill space for this documentary. The people that they're talking about, they had one old picture. It took me a while to figure this out. And what they did was they took that one old picture, and then they created a bunch of old pictures. That person doing things... presumably they never did, wearing outfits they never wore. And all they put on there was a little disclaimer that says, like, graphically enhanced. But I realized, no, what this is you've taken a picture and now you've made a dozen pictures out of it of this person doing different things. I don't know how I feel about that, especially if you're selling yourself as a documentary. And now here it is. Look at this. That's not very important, right? Okay, someone I don't know. Now it shows him riding a horse in '60s. But it's a big deal.
You're trying to educate me on a subject that you're passionate about. And while you educate me on that subject, you distort the facts.
It's another level of that.
I have been, and you remember this, for 20 years I've said this on the radio. I have no problem with Rush Limbaugh or Rachel Maddow. I got no problem with them. To me, they're the same as Howard Stern, right? But the problem is you put these people who spout their opinions on a station that then, after they're done telling you something that they believe that may not be true, it's just their opinion, or maybe not even their opinion.
Something they think's entertaining.
Just something for ratings. They will follow that up with the great news station.
Yeah.
If you want news, you come to, right? And you're like, dude, that's not news.
Yeah.
That's not news on either side, right? And I think I honestly believe this, where the United States screwed up and got us to where we are is what I've been arguing about for 20 years. You can say whatever you want on those AM radio stations and FM stations, but you can't call yourself news. That's where the FCC worries about whether we say the F word or not all the time. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not an issue. The issue is these people giving their opinions and calling themselves newsmen. That's where you should have been stepping in and being like, you can't call yourself that. We don't care what you call yourself. Call yourself 980, the jackass, or what. I don't care, right?
Yeah.
980, the right. You know what I mean? But you can't call yourself news.
And
the fact that they allowed them to do news is where we are today. I really believe that. That the distortion of the news became just a thing. And it went from right-wing talk radio all the way up through Fox News. They shouldn't have been able to do that. It's not a news station. And then use the same example that the conservatives want to use on us. You have to have so many things that aren't pornography for this not to be called a porn site. Well, I would say you have to have these many things that are actual news. To be called news. And you ain't doing it. 2 minutes at the top of the hour, you check in from douchebag from ABC, ain't news.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! What's going on?
We're finishing the news. Well, my man, I know you've been worried this whole time about who's going to head up the Department of Education. It's a big job. Big job, the Department of Education. But I did think of you when I saw this morning Linda McMahon is sitting there being grilled.
I saw Triple H behind her.
Exactly. Yeah. Triple H is sitting
there. Why was he there?
She says, my family's here.
Oh, and fair.
She introduces them.
Son-in-law.
Yeah. She says, I want you to meet my daughter and my son-in-law. And so the whole time she's doing this, hearing, you just see him sitting right behind her. It's amazing.
Thank you very much, Chairman Cassidy. Yes, I'd like to introduce my daughter, Stephanie McMahon. Paul Levesque, her husband, and my son, Shane McMahon. I'm honored to have your consideration to serve as the Secretary of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll vote for her. Well, I guess we don't get to vote on that, but... I looked her up. She was the head of the Department of Education.
She ran for Congress, right? Spent like a ton of money and lost.
They
got a ton of money.
She made it as the head of Department of Education for whatever state. New Hampshire or something? Whatever state it was.
Connecticut,
okay. For Connecticut. But it only lasted a very short time because they found out, according to Wikipedia, this is just from Wikipedia, they found out that she had fibbed a little bit about her education. She said that she had a degree in education when her degree was actually in French. And she said, I was confused. I did take a class on teaching, and so I thought my degree was in education. That was that.
Why'd she bring her husband? Why?
I don't know. Maybe that's divorced. Too much circus?
I don't think they're divorced.
I think she divorced him after he got caught pooping on people.
It seemed like they stayed together for a while at least, right?
I think after those last
They mention it in the documentary whether or not they got divorced?
No, but that was before. Remember they said all of these...
Currently separated, but not divorced.
Oh, yeah. And all of these interviews with Vince were before those allegations became public.
Okay.
So,
well,
but now, did all those get dismissed?
I thought that's what you said.
I think, like, within the last couple of weeks, like, that stuff's been dismissed, so.
But I only heard that from you, so I don't know.
I thought it was you, misinformation. I read a headline that said Vince McMahon is thankful that the things have been dismissed, but that doesn't mean that they have. He could have just said it.
Right.
Good. Well, told you it wasn't true.
I'm pretty sure I saw a headline somewhere or a tweet, and I think that's enough. I think that counts, at least for this show. Trump says he's going to end the war in Ukraine. He's already had a phone call with Putin and Zelensky, and he's going to go meet Putin in Saudi Arabia. So we should have this wrapped up soon.
I'll be dealing with President Putin largely on the phone, and we ultimately expect to meet. In fact, we expect that he'll come here, and I'll go there, and we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia.
Trump spending 90 minutes on the phone with Putin Wednesday, talking to him first, then with the Ukrainian president afterwards. Zelensky posting this photo of their call, writing, "Together with the U.S., we are charting our next steps to stop Russian aggression and ensure a lasting, reliable peace. As President Trump said, let's get it done."
That was Zelensky there at the end. So,
I know this. I'm just looking at Vince McMahon News. It says Vince McMahon lawyer says that the charges have been dropped.
Oh,
so
okay. Well,
but
did they settle?
I don't know. Just said no. I guess if they've been dropped, they haven't. But I can't find like anything other than his lawyer saying that. I can't find a prosecutor saying we dropped it, because I also didn't know he was at the Super Bowl.
Who?
Vince McMahon.
You do know he was?
I didn't.
Oh,
it said they showed him in the crowd. I didn't see him.
I don't remember seeing him either. But I guess it's not that surprising. But
no,
I mean,
he's friends with Trump, and I could have
got money by Trump,
but I didn't. I guess I didn't pick that out.
I didn't see him, or if they showed him, was it possible they showed him? And I didn't recognize him.
Well, I guess when I saw this headline, it just said people were upset that Vince McMahon was at the Super Bowl. And I was like, well, why are you upset? I don't know. The guys can clearly afford to go. I guess you're just upset because you hate him and he poops on people.
Right. Is that why you hate him? Or is it because they think that the NFL is scripted and they're afraid that...
Oh, he's out there.
You know, he's out there making sure that everything goes as planned.
I forget what chair they call that. The gorilla chair, I think.
That's what it is?
Yeah, I think like Vince McMahon sits in this chair he used to, and he puts headphones on, and then if he wants to change it at the last minute, he can. Like, you can be like, all right, Snow Cone's going to win. Then, like, last minute, he's like, no.
Okay.
I changed my mind.
I do remember the documentary. I'd never known that he could change it in the moment. I assumed that all those fights were well choreographed and thought out beforehand. I didn't know until that documentary that he could say, I'm going to change this. Yeah. Or even that fighters could be like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But I never watched wrestling as a kid, so I didn't know much about it. I'm sure all that stuff was common knowledge to wrestling fans, but I had no idea. We've heard lots of stories of someone winning one of these contests, like a halftime show contest. You know, they bring people out of the crowd, and they say, hey, you're going to shoot a half-court shot, or you're going to shoot all these shots. And if you make it, then you win $1 million or whatever it is. And a lot of times, there's some sort of issue. The company doesn't want to pay. Or the promotional company that's supposed to pay says, no, it was the sporting event that was supposed to pay, whether that's a school or a league or whatever. There's been different stories over the years. There's a new one. This involves a kid named Noah Lee, or a guy named Noah Lee. He shot a half-court shot at a female's basketball game in Massachusetts. Now, it wasn't just a half-court shot. He had to do like a layup, then he had to get a three-pointer, and then he had to shoot one from half-court. I think he had a certain amount of time to do it. He did it. He sinks the half-court shot. That was the final thing he had to do. Boom, he's supposed to win $10,000. Now, the company that's supposed to pay him the $10,000 has said, no, your foot touched the line.
No.
Which, I've seen, like
what
I said, lots of
that?
These stories. It was a female basketball, University of Massachusetts or something, female basketball game. And this was a halftime, show, and he was just selected out of the crowd at random.
So it wasn't like the Lakers or something.
No, it was
sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
Right.
It was one of those you can buy stuff where it's like, these companies will come out and do like, throw a football 50 yards into a trash can and we'll pay you $1 million.
I still think that's sort of what this was.
That must be
less
what
money.
This is. And then you pay a certain amount of money and they buy insurance.
They talk about
it,
the insurance company, so I assume that it is
the
same setup.
Right, so it's an insurance company who's looking at it going, That's not right.
Yeah.
So.
If you've ever heard in radio one of these things where we'll go, hey, come here and you could win this much money. We wouldn't be the ones paying you that if you win it. We've hired some company.
Yeah.
And that company says, okay, and that company figures out how to make money doing these things. Yeah. And hopefully, just kind of like a lottery, every so often they have to pay out. And when they have to pay out, sometimes they try and find ways to get out of it, depending on the company, depending on
the
story.
Line,
and in this particular instance, it's $10,000. But because some of these have been like $1 million, you know, something crazy. This one was $10,000. And I got to say, when I saw him sink it, I was like, they're going to say that doesn't count because he dribbles the ball a few times. He runs up. It's not just his, it's not like his toe barely touched the line. I mean, his toes were over the line. His foot was on the line, and I would say his toes were over the half court line. When I saw it, I thought, they're going to say it's because his foot was over the line.
UMass senior Noah Lee says he was plucked out of the crowd at a women's basketball game last Wednesday and challenged to make four increasingly difficult baskets in 30 seconds for a chance to win big.
I take like one big dribble, take a breath, and just figured, hey, let's have fun.
He was about to take home the 10 grand, or so he thought. Noah soon learning the company behind the contest, Odds On Promotions, had a strict rule that his foot could not touch the half-court line. The next day, the school telling him the company would not pay out the reward.
UMass was gracious enough to kind of offer me some consolatory gifts as well, some seats in the front row, a gift card to the Mullins Center, and also some UMass swag.
Like, where are the rules? Do they ever tell him your foot has to be behind the line for the half court? He was on the half court.
I would suggest paying Noah.
Okay, to the guy who says where in the rules does it say that, I don't know, the half court shot. You're right. They say you got to make a half court shot, but I would just assume that means that your foot's got to be behind
the rules.
The line.
I know that.
Right? I mean, that's what you
your
would think.
Your foot's got to be behind the 3-point line.
And for the people who say this is bad publicity for anytime one of these things happens, why doesn't this organization pay? Why it's such bad publicity for them? Or just the fact that they're getting publicity, it should be worth it to them. It's important to remember that it is one of these insurance companies, it's one of these organizations.
Right.
And so there
they
is no real benefit. Yeah, they said it in there.
They're like a company that travels around. They could do like. A restaurant opening.
Yes.
Anything you know, they'll go to a restaurant opening and be like, hey, come to this restaurant and you'll have a chance to win $1 million. Just, you know, throw a football through a goat's ass or whatever. And
yes.
Then, you know, they pay a certain amount of money and they have an insurance company that if someone wins, will pay it.
Yeah.
But you're paying them a deductible, just like your car insurance.
Right. You know, the organization. So in this case, the school paid this company some money.
They just paid them to come and do it, and this company works on their own. The school doesn't have anything to do with it.
And the company hopes that they know that they'll get enough of these without people making it, that they will make money in the long run. But that way, the school's not on the hook for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no real benefit for the company to give the money because it's not like they're it's UMass that's being talked about and Noah, right?
Those exactly.
So it doesn't help the company. Like, now we'll get a bunch of business because it's not like a bunch of people are saying we'll call Odds On Promotions now or whatever it is. But they have said now, I do have a good news update for this. It looks like they are going to pay him. The school had been already trying to give him swag and stuff. He mentioned that and he didn't seem bitter about it. You know, he acted like, yeah, I appreciate it. They've been nice. My foot was on the line, whatever. They've been very good. They're giving me tickets and I don't know, like, tickets to more girls' basketball games or what those tickets were. I assume school events, right?
Sure.
And a bunch of swag and some other things. Well, now it looks like he is going to get the money, so there's a happy ending. It's $10,000. To me, that was the thing, is like, if the school thought this looks bad, then couldn't the school find a way to say, hey...
Well, who's paying? The school or the company?
That part I'm not totally clear on, but it looks like...
Because for the company, I could see why they don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Because then the next time somebody's like, oh, my foot was on the line. Like, right?
Yeah.
You got to have it. And then the other part of that is, I'm guessing for every time somebody wins, your insurance goes up.
Right.
Just like every time you get in an accident. I don't know that that's true, but I would believe that to be true.
Right. I think that the company is paying it, but I'm not 100% positive. Okay. I don't want to say that and be wrong. I could see the school also saying, like, we can't just pay someone $10,000 because it looks bad. That money's got to come from somewhere. An accountant has to account for it.
Right.
But I think the company had said, you know, there's a lot of publicity, whatever. We're going to pay him the 10 grand.
I feel like UMass could have been like, you know, why don't we take care of your tuition?
Something. Exactly. Right. They've been taking care of $20,000 worth of,
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.